Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tuesday, 9 o'clock. Man scrambling to take his glasses off and put his phone down because he didn't realize your mic fly.
All right, I'm good.
You're not good.
I'm good.
You're never good.
I'm good. I'm ready.
Kimmy's got her post. She's
sure
ready to roll.
Right.
Tommy's got his arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
He is ready to roll. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you want to guarantee getting in,
yeah,
do it right now. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, it's time for Where Are They Whining? And as we do every couple weeks, we will update you on how this works.
Okay.
Kimmy's got a post from the neighborhood apps, the ones that people post on locally where they live.
Mm.
And all you break room listeners are fantastic sending these to Kimmy so we have content.
Mm.
She removes the street names, town references. She reads it out loud. Everybody listening, including you and I,
yeah,
we know the stereotypes about neighborhoods, towns, villages in the greater Rochester area. We're going to listen.
Have to listen.
Listen to the post, and we're going to figure out where they're whining. And again, do not be thrown by Tommy, because Tommy decides things that aren't in the post and says them out loud. And a lot of listeners can be confused. Listen to the post. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to what Tommy has
to
say.
Don't listen to the first person to ever get a star in this game.
You got one star, and I won the week before, and I got ripped off.
No. You just have bad timing.
Oh, you
my bad
timing
is impeccable, and I have a star.
Man who talks over me just said my timing is impeccable. The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Starboy is ready.
Mother effing Starboy. Kimmy,
Starboy.
Let's do this thing.
Webster! Hilkin! Arondagoy! Where they whining?
So this post is underneath the screenshot of one of those Stanley mugs.
Okay, so like the ones that like the soccer
fancy
moms
lady.
Yeah, so this person
lady
must
lady mug.
Lady mug.
Must have been shopping for them online, I'm guessing.
Right. Okay.
And this person writes underneath, "My kids have been bugging me about these damn things for an eternity. I refuse to be the parent that buys every trendy thing just because my kids say it's popular. I know it will be loved for about a week, and then eventually it ends up in the donation pile.
Preach, sister.
For some reason, the popularity of these cups doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon. I'm looking for suggestions for cheaper options. $40 for a stupid thermos? No way. I'll spend 10 to 15 tops. It's the principle of the thing.
It'll say tops on it.
I want my kids to feel like they're fitting in with their peers, but not at that price. Anyone know of any knockoff brands out there? My children are 11, 8, and 5. They're not going to know the difference anyway. In fact, I was thinking about buying a plain mug from, and then names a store nearby, and just sticking a Stanley logo sticker on it. I've heard they sell those online too. If someone knows what I'm talking about and could provide a link, that would be helpful. If there are any other moms out there who have done this kind of thing, I'm open to suggestions. We should start a knockoff crafting class for parents looking to save a buck. Haha, but seriously. I don't mean to come across as cheap. I just can't bring myself to overspend on a glorified adult sippy cup.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. By the way, that woman makes fantastic points all the way through that post. This might be the first Where They Wine, and I'm 100% on board.
Oh, okay.
All right, Tommy, lot of things there.
Lot of things to break down, Patrick.
What do you hear?
Where do you think busted knockoff mom with three child in tow, looking for Stanley stickers to put on her Topps mug, is residing?
Where do you think?
That's a West Side mom.
Okay, possibly.
That's a West Side knockoff mom.
Okay.
Now, where's knockoff town?
You tell me.
Got a lot of options here.
I don't even know what knockoff town is, man.
Knockoff town?
Where's knockoff town?
It's gonna be the West Side. Where do people fake bling the most? On the West Side.
It's your world, man. I'm just living in it. You tell me.
I got two picks.
Hold on. Kimmy, are you listening? Kimmy!
You get one pick. You don't get two picks.
I'm leaving one pick. I'm leaving one pick off the table.
Okay. Wait, what? Okay.
No, that's how generous I am.
No, you know what he's doing? You know
Tommy
what he's
picks.
Doing?
He's leaving room for,
that was the other one I was going to say.
No.
All right, give me a pick, you dick.
I'm going to somebody's hometown, and you're two West Side kids.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm taking your hometown, man. This has busted-ass gates all over,
okay,
man.
Okay, man, you fell right into the Kimmy trap. Right into the Kimmy
no
trap.
No man ever has.
Bro, there are so many things that suggest this is not what you think it is.
Bro, this has got your childhood all over it.
No, it doesn't.
Fake bling. Dave and Buster busted ass sneakers.
Dave and Busted.
Busted ass sneakers.
Shut up, you idiot. Look, man, you didn't listen close enough because people in Gates and Greece that buy the knockoff stuff don't think they're being cheap. And that's the key word here. This woman says, don't call me cheap.
How can you
She's self-aware, which tells me, oh, there's the old man wave, which tells me this is coming from a community that is not high-end because she would have bought the Stanley.
So it's West Side.
But it's not low-end, as you would call it.
Like your hometown.
I got a feeling.
Yeah, what's your feeling?
In the center of my chest. Yeah. It's growing out into my nipple area.
Yeah.
They wanted an Irondequoit.
A nicer,
they're wine. I'll even call my shot. I know Irondequoit is one town, and that's what we're talking. They whining in West Irondequoit
because they got money.
They got money. There's money, not enough money like Victor, Pittsford, Fairport
not
to justify
Stanley
a Stanley mug,
money.
But enough money to have the self awareness that you are being cheap. Which, by the way, I don't think she is in trying to come up with a knockoff Stanley mug.
All right, that's your pick.
No, I nailed it. I nailed it. And if other people around her kids have the Stanley mug. It would suggest that there's some sort of wealth, wouldn't there?
So you're not taking Irondequoit, you're taking West Irondequoit?
No, Irondequoit is one town.
No, we're not splitting the two.
What side are you taking?
No, I said I would take Irondequoit and I'll even call my shot West Irondequoit.
Wasn't that two towns?
No, it's one town.
Wow, you catty ass, sissy ass bitch. Look at you.
I say that's close.
You want to come after me all the time?
How is that close? You're
because
taking
said
Irondequoit.
Two technical towns.
No.
No, Irondequoit. West Irondequoit is Irondequoit.
It's one town, you idiot.
But then why did you have to say... Why didn't you just say Irondequoit?
I did say Irondequoit.
No, your pick
it
is
would be
West
like you
Irondequoit.
Well, I said my pick is Irondequoit. I'll
like
go even closer.
It would be like you picking Gates and calling out a specific street in Gates.
You're pointing at the idiot. Look at the idiot pointing at the idiot. Okay. 252 WCMF.
Now, if we had split the towns, you would have been out.
But
Irondequoit is a pick as a whole. We're not splitting East versus West.
That's from the
politician, Gibby.
Of the commissioner.
Just clarifying.
I'm going to
give a warning. East Irondequoit is not a pick. It's off the table, so don't call in with East Irondequoit because Irondequoit has been taken.
So you're saying East Irondequoit is an automatic disqualification?
Yes.
Okay. 252 WCMF, there is one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
You get one pick. Look at me. One pick. If you hear your pick said while you're on hold, you got two options. You can hang up the phone, try again next week, shut up. Yeah. Nobody will blame you. Mm-hmm. Won't be mad. Or you pick another town.
Okay.
If you call up and go, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified. The commissioner makes all final decisions. Okay. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's kick it off with a lady pick. What do you say?
Oh, I love a lady picker.
252 WCMF. Christine, where are they whining?
Penfield.
Why Penfield?
Because it's close enough to Pittsburgh that has all of the Stanley Cups, and it's kind of centrally located around all those that have the cups that I see. So I'm going Penfield.
Now, Penfield, they got families that'll buy the cups. I mean, that's a high-end, like, showy town.
It's got money.
Yeah, but I think you got a lot of competition with the colors, and I think there are other places that have better places that have better colors.
Okay, so you're cheap, too. Cheap. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant, like, knockoffs were better colors. Christine, where are you from?
I am from where you live, but I'm not saying it.
Ooh, she's smart. She knows
the game.
Damn,
I wasn't even trying to trick you, but that was good. Christine, I'm very impressed. But all right, we got you for Penfield. Thank you for the call. I really wasn't trying to trap her. I was
That's
just
how you play the game.
252 WCMF. The ladies are coming up. They usually always disqualify themselves, Kimmy. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, where are they whining, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Yo.
I love the show. First time calling.
Well, you know, it's weird. Ever since you started listening, up until now, we've been asking, I wonder what Kevin's doing. Why isn't he calling the show?
Well, I mean, I'll first off say I'm an Amazon employee. I know you guys kind of pick fun at that, but I'm going to first say I'm Tommy Nation all the way.
I love Amazon.
This is great.
I'm going to say my guess will be Webster.
Okay, why Webster?
Oh, just a funny feeling. I mean, the rich, not the most rich area, but just I'm going to say Webster.
He's struggling out in Webster.
It's not a terrible.
He's struggling Mug Town.
He's delivering everywhere, so he sees it all.
That's a good point. Delivery drivers might be the best where they whine in players.
Oh, yeah.
And look, and what's great about this is not only do we get a solid pick from Kevin, we also got a complete biography before we got that pick. Kevin, thanks for the call, buddy. Stay safe out there.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Good luck.
There goes Kevin. First time, long time. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Patrick. Patrick, where are they whining, buddy?
You know what? I'm going to go with Hilton.
Why Hilton?
You know, I'm from Hilton, and this just sounds like Hilton people are cheap. When I grew up, Hilton people were
no
cheap.
One. Trust me, bro. You ain't kidding.
So that's
chins
my
to
pick,
the bone.
That's what I'm going with.
Wait a minute. Hilton people are cheap? What do you mean
they
are people
cheap,
are cheap?
Man.
No,
they don't even have the good part of the lake. They get the chintzy side of the lake.
When I was a kid growing up in Hilton, people in Hilton were always trying to find a way to save a buck.
Okay. All right. Patrick, thanks for the call, buddy. We got
Fake Flash Hilton.
Kimmy, as a Hilton resident, or born and raised, are people in Hilton cheap?
I think you get a good mix of it.
So, yes.
Cheap and tight.
It's weird, though, because there is money out that way. So,
but you don't spend.
You get a little bit of both.
Your old man don't spend.
My husband or my
dad? No, your daddy.
I never know what you're
beef
saying.
Beef daddy.
No, that's her husband.
Yeah, but my dad's not from.
Oh, he's beef hubby.
He could also be a beef daddy. Look at the picture
over
my shoulder.
She plays her cards, right?
But my dad's not from Hilton, though.
Is that?
No.
Oh. No, he's from Irondequoit.
Oh, don't be so proud, like, you know, the biography of Kimmy's daddy.
Oh, no, that's not what I was getting excited about. Remember where I picked, buddy? You just made my argument for me, man. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to James. James, where are they whining, buddy? James,
go ahead, James.
Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I didn't hear. Greece.
Why Greece?
Because it sounds like a Greece person.
Okay, why does it sound like a Greece person?
I know a lot of Greece people. I lived in Greece for a while.
And they are chins.
It just sounds like one of the Greece mothers complaining. And guess what? There's nothing wrong with that. I'm a Greece person myself. I grew up on the West Side.
And you chins.
And I chins, and so did my mom.
Well, I mean, that's the biggest town on the west side. It's a good pick.
No, but here's the thing. People in I'll say it again, maybe for ways you can understand. James, we got you for Greece,
buddy. Oh, yeah, explain it to me. Dumb it down.
No, I'm trying to.
To Starboy.
But you're so dumb. I can't get that low. My back hurts. Kevin, you get that low to dumb it down.
Go ahead.
People in Greece and Gates on the west side who buy knockoff stuff don't say, I think I'm cheap or I'm not being cheap. They say the actual stuff isn't even worth it.
Okay.
They turn it back on the
company.
They
try to justify their cheapness.
Yes, but they don't say I'm being cheap. The idea of cheap doesn't even cross their mind. It's the company that makes it that's whipping everybody else off. Mm. I'm being smart, not cheap. smart Eastsiders say, I'm not being cheap. They're self-conscious. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Matt. Matt, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Pat and Tommy? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good, Matt. Where are they whining?
They're whining in Fairport, I'm going with.
Why Fairport?
Because they're conscientious of where they're spending their money, and the kids are going to complain if they don't get the top-end thing. So.
All right, but here's the thing.
That's a label town, man.
It is.
That is, like, probably the biggest show label town there is.
Absolutely. But that's a large area to cover, you know? I drive all over the place. Who knows?
All right, but Matt, here's the thing. They save so much money on their government-subsidized porches. Fairport would be the town that could afford actual Stanley mugs.
Yeah, they could, but would they? Ooh. They're trying to save their money for the retirement and the college funds, all that type of stuff. You know, right. They're thinking long term.
All right, Matt, we got you for Fairport, buddy.
They're playing the long Stanley game.
252-WCMF. All right, set on hold. Kimmy, can you give us the post one more time for the folks that are just joining us?
Yes. So this post is under a screenshot of a Stanley mug. Those, you know, the really popular thermoses.
The mom mug.
Yeah. And this person writes underneath, my kids have been bugging me about these damn things for an eternity. I refuse to be the parent that buys every trendy thing just because my kids say it's popular. I know it will be loved.
Oh, you missed it. Because that implies they bought other trendy things, which implies they aren't totally busted.
I know it will be loved for about a week, and then eventually it ends up in the donation pile. For some reason, the popularity of these cups doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon, so I'm looking for suggestions for cheaper options. $40 for a stupid thermos? No way. I'll spend 10 to 15 tops. It's the principle of the thing. I want my kids to feel like they're fitting in with their peers, but not at that price. Anyone know of any knockoff brands out there? My children are 11, 8, and 5. They're not going to know the difference anyway. In fact, I was thinking about buying a plain mug from, and then names a store nearby, and just sticking a Stanley logo sticker on it. I heard they sell those online too. If someone knows what I'm talking about and could provide a link, that would be helpful. If there are any other moms out there who have done this kind of thing, I'm open to suggestions. We should start a knockoff crafting class for parents looking to save a buck. Ha ha, but seriously.
But seriously, folks.
We had
a lot of fun back there.
I don't mean to come across as cheap. I just can't bring myself to overspend on a glorified adult sippy cup.
Okay, first of all, that sticker idea is genius. That is a genius idea.
Yeah, until it wears off the first time you wash it.
Who cares? It's a bunch of kids.
They don't know.
It's
going to fade.
Tommy is in Gates. I am in Arundakoit. Christine's in Penfield. Kevin is in Webster. Patrick's in Hilton. James is in Greece because he knows Greece people.
Mm-hmm.
He was Greece people.
Oh, yeah.
His mom was chintz. Matt is in Fairport, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Patrick?
Good. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Hamlin.
I hate you.
Every time.
I hate you so much. You called me Patrick. Hey, we were off on a good step.
If you pick a Arundakoit every time, you're eventually going to get it once.
I don't pick a Arundakoit every time. I felt a Arundakoit today. I felt it.
Nobody ever feels a Arundakoit.
Bones. Chris, thanks for wasting
it. Come get your mowers at American Equipment. I work here. I'll hook you up.
Okay, great. I'll see you there, Chris. I'll be right there. Hey, Chris said you're going to hook me up with a mower.
Get you a good grass
bag. After mocking your pick, too.
Yeah. Hey, you suck. Listen, come on down. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Redneck. Redneck, where are they whining?
This has got boat dick written all over it. It's Canandaigua.
Ooh, why Canandaigua?
The only reason I know, because I'm one of those boat dicks that try to flaunt their stuff, and I have no money in my pocket, so I'll take a regular thermos, and I'll put Stanley on it just to be cool with my peers.
Okay, but you don't have to have a, I mean, you're a grown man, Redneck. You don't have to have a Stanley mug to impress other guys in their 50s.
But this is Canandaigua written all over it. This is how they how they work down there. They're highfalutin, try to save their money, spend their money on big dollar items, and then chintz, like king and queen chintz of the universe, on small items.
Redneck, how many bottles of bourbon can you get in one Stanley mug?
Depends on how big Stanley mug is.
Or go big or go home.
That's right,
buddy. King
Chins. Redneck, thanks for the call. But it's well bourbon. He's not going high yet.
Yeah.
You can't put high-end bourbon in your bootleg Stanley mug. 252 to BCMF.
Bourbon in my bootleg Stanley is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
How's that song go? Bourbon in my bootleg Stanley.
I got bourbon in my bootleg Stanley cup. I tried to explain it to that officer, but he wasn't listening much.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining?
East Rochester.
Why East Rochester?
That is a good pick.
Because you got the Pittsburgh influence. It's busted. And, yeah.
Busted. He is absolutely right, man.
East Rochester is not busted. I
it's
know
isolated Pogue Town.
Everybody has a different opinion of East Rochester. It's
seriously.
Really
I think it's so charming. All right, Steve, we got you for East Rochester, buddy. Thank you.
It's charming in a gritty way.
It's shut up. It's got that nice little main street, that gorgeous park there. The schools are all, it's a walking school.
Oh, my God,
school.
You make it sound like a postcard.
It does look like a postcard.
It is, unless you live next to Fairport, which looks like a legitimate postcard.
No, Fairport looks like a manufactured high-end town. East yes. Rochester looks like Americana.
Was it what America really is? A little
no,
rough.
No, it's not rough at all. Every
rusty.
Time you drive down that main street.
Worn
in
and torn.
East Rochester. What, your mom was there?
Rode hard and put away wit.
Again. Mom. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going with Victor this morning. I think you guys are thinking about it the wrong way. Some of the cheapest people I've ever seen in my life are rich people.
He's not wrong, man. He's not wrong. You know, you've always said, Tommy, rich people stay rich by not spending their
okay,
money.
Okay, all right. Yep, but they yep. seem to have nice stuff. Like their houses and cars and everything look pretty nice.
Yeah. How do you know they're real Mercedes? That might just be a Yugo with a sticker on it.
Yeah. Yugo sticker. Yeah.
Do they make Yugos?
I don't know. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Troy real quick. Troy, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, guys. All right. I got to figure it out. It's Spencerport.
Why?
All right. I feel like nobody ever mentioned Spencerport, and I'm driving through it, so that's one reason.
Okay, that's great call.
Top of mind.
Right? And it's definitely a West Side move.
Okay. Anything else? Or
that's all I got for it.
All right, great. You don't want to offer us a deal on a mower also? Or?
I might be able to work that out. Give me a call.
All right, Troy. Thanks, buddy. We'll call you back. I'm not going to call Troy. Okay. We'll take one more call.
All
252 right. WCMF, the man who shuts it down every single week. Fell ass backwards into a win last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ben's got the last word on CMF. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to guess, and again, nobody picked it, and I'm shocked, is Parrington.
Why Parrington?
Because it's sandwiched in between all these other towns that are slightly high-end, and also there are, I think they have a wide range of income, so you got some of the lower-income people that can't afford their stupid Stanley mug. And also, Tommy should be disqualified because when the dude said...
Did you say disqualified? Did you say disqualified?
Disqualified.
You're disqualified. Yeah, you want to buy something disqualified. Okay.
Yes, Tommy should be disqualified because when the dude picked East Rochester, Tommy said, that's absolutely right.
He did? I didn't hear him say that.
Yes.
Did you say that?
What a little narc. Tommy did it.
Well, you're talking about a fellow Star Brother.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm also the defending champ right now.
See what you did? See what you did? Ben, thanks for the call. Go after yourself. That's not a terrible pick either. If he hits back-to-back weeks, I don't want to know what I'll do to myself.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's run down the list one more time. Right. Tommy is in Gates. Number I'm going to Rondacoit. Christine is in Penfield and was really good at not disqualifying herself.
Yes.
Kevin is in Webster. Patrick is in Hilton because all people out in Hilton are chintz, according to Patrick. James is in Greece because it sounds like a Greece person.
Right.
Matt is in Fairport despite the government-subsidized porches. Chris is in Hamlin because he's a waste of time. Redneck is out in Canandaigua because he feels the pressure, Tommy, having to fit in. Steve is in East Rochester, the quaint postcard town of East Rochester. Mm. Steve, too, is in Victor. Troy is in Spencerport because he just happened to be driving through it. Ben is in Parrington. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
We're spread out.
Let's do it.
Let's make it happen.
Ooh, boy.
Rockboard.
Dos Toros.
Greece.
Muchachos.
Airborne.
Number one, baby.
Man, I need this.
You ain't getting squat ass.
I need this more than you know.
Your ironically busted ass pick ain't doing nothing.
Say it. Say Rondacoit.
I do want to point out that nobody got disqualified today, so proud of everybody.
Way to go.
Proud of everybody. That being said, a new star.
Oh, yeah.
A new star.
Oh, yeah.
Will be placed upon the chart today.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Because this week, they whining.
See you right away.
In Webster.
Oh.
First time, long time, Kevin.
Kevin.
Good for Kevin. He gives himself a nice little bio.
No, he made sense.
Well,
man.
Look,
he's
I mean,
good pick.
Well, he's an Amazon driver. Maybe the key to winning this game.
Bro, he's all over.
That's what I mean.
Maybe we should get everybody's job title when they call.
No, he's taking it to the streets, man.
Yeah, he's Michael McDonald-ing that
yeah,
stuff.
He's yeah, he's the doobie.
All right, congratulations, Kevin. Another star up on the chart there for Kevin.
Man. So many stars out there
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Been on a roll lately.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Except for one dude.
I am trying to be nicer to you.
No, you're not.
Well, I have. I've been way nicer
when
to you.
When do you start? After 10?
Oh, my butt. Oh, my butt hurts so bad. I dress like an idiot. I talk like an idiot. I live like an idiot.
Well,
I'm
get
ugly
to me.
Like an idiot.
What are you doing, therapy?
More jokes like that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
If you're looking for a coaching gig in Buffalo, something just opened up.
Who got the canola?
I'm surprised. Who got the canola?
Yeah.
I'm surprised, but there are lots of Sabres fans that are excited this morning.
Uh-oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll start this way. We are the official station of the Buffalo Sabres. You heard the Sabres in their last game last night skate to a 4-2 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning, although they will miss the playoffs for a 13th straight season. It is the longest active streak of missing the playoffs in of the four major sports.
Wow.
Who is the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres?
I have no idea.
Okay. You're on the show, morning show,
I don't
of
do
the
sports.
Official
I,
station of the Sabres. What do you mean you don't do sports? You're a football expert.
I thought he gave a football nickname to this guy at one point.
I did.
How are you so bad at this?
Who's the guy?
Sabres head coach Don Granato.
Oh, Granato. You didn't tell me Donzie
got
the can.
He's Italian, too. He's Italian.
Yeah, Donzie.
Well, he's no longer the head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. They fired him after three seasons behind the bench there. Donnie Meatballs, after going 39-37-6 this season, 84 points. They finished sixth of their division. He is gone. Again, 13 straight years without a playoff appearance. Last year was the closest the Sabres have come in that drought. They missed the playoffs by half a game.
Oof.
Half a game. Kimmy, are you surprised?
A little bit, just because they've had so many coaches over the course of the last few years. I thought maybe they'd give this guy a little bit more time.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm
like, hey,
you.
It's not working. You just keep
Lindy
bringing
back
a new person in. And I thought, yeah, I thought they would maybe see where this goes.
He understood the game.
What did you just say?
Better go get Lindy back.
Okay.
He understood the game.
There's one coach Tommy knows, one, and he just lucked out into saying something that everyone
Nolan
else is saying. What's his first name?
Danny Nolan.
Danny Nolan? Yeah. Is that his brother?
Yeah.
Danny Nolan? Danny Nolan. Danny. Where are you, Danny? Lindy Ruff, the Sabres head coach who was
got
the
him
most
to the cup
recent. Yes, he in 99. Yes, he did. Oh. And to the Eastern Conference Finals in 05-06. He is available right now. He was just fired by the New Jersey Devils a couple weeks ago. Sabres fans want Lindy Ruff. A lot of them
do. They do?
Well, yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. You just ask backwards into that. But Lindy Ruff was also the coach of the Sabres and had all that success when he had two of the greatest goalies in NHL history, Dominic Hasek and Ryan Miller. Mm-hmm. So outside of them, he's made the playoffs three of the last 8 years he's coached. That's not a great record.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to bump the other guy up, like the assistant coach?
So Seth Appert, the head coach of the Rochester Americans, would be, I assume, in contention for his head coaching job. He is, but I mean, it's different coaching.
Is he ready?
He's an older guy. Well, I say older. He's not like in his 30s. I think he's in his 50s.
Okay.
But coaching in the AHL is different because you're developing prospects. Yeah. You need a guy that has
different mindset. Almost.
Exactly. Because that's what Don Granato was. He was a prospect developing guy, and he brought these players along a ton.
Don't most of these guys come out of the minors coaching?
No. Hockey's weird where they'll just pick random people and go, you're the coach now.
So this guy here for the Amherst, he's never been an NHL head coach?
I don't believe Seth Appert has any games behind an NHL coach.
So who are you thinking?
It could be anybody. Like, I'm not kidding when I say that
They
NHL,
brought in a soccer coach 1 year.
Ralph Kruger, with us, coach before Don Granato, was a soccer coach. And he was the head coach of the Sabres for 2.5 years. So, like, I mean, we've seen NHL franchises take guys that were players and go, you're a coach now. Mm-hmm. We've seen guys that were behind, like up in the front office, you're a coach now. Wayne Gretzky, who had no NHL coaching experience at all, coached the Coyotes for a couple of years, who, by the way, are moving to Salt Lake City. Did you see that story?
They are?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep. The Flying Mormons are going to call him. So, yeah, I have no idea what they do from here. I would think, Kimmy, you know, this usually goes in waves back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A splash big-name head coaching.
Ooh, who's the biggest name out there?
I don't even know.
So, Rod Brind'Amour is the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. His contract is up at the end of the year. He played with Kevin Adams in Carolina, who is the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres. It's a pie-in-the-sky move.
Right.
But he's like the top guy.
I mean, that would be the guy that I think
but
Sabres fans
there's no guarantee he's leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Had a lot of success with coaches coming from the Carolinas up to Buffalo.
Give me an example. What's his name?
The head coach of the Bills.
Yeah,
McDermott.
What's his name? Okay. Well, I thought you blanked for a second. I saw
you were
talking
hockey.
On your face.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's probably not going to happen. I don't know. I don't know who that guy's going to be.
Better do
no
something.
Idea.
Jesus Christ. You got a record sucking?
Oh, hold on. Let me email the Sabres. You guys better do something, Tommy says. If you do something, things will work out better.
Yes.
I mean, the good news is...
What? The season's over?
You're in
We got the Amherst to look forward to.
Well, the Amherst have made the playoffs. They could be number one in their division by the end of the weekend. Yeah. As far as the Sabres go, you're in a good position to attract a talented big-name head coach. You got $22 million in cap space next year, which is a lot. You have a ton of young, talented players under contract.
All right.
You have four stud defensemen in your top two pairing, and it looks like you finally found your goalie, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Had the best season a Sabres goalie has had since Ryan Miller's been in
Where does his first name stop?
Ukko? No, Ukko.
Ukko is his first name.
Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
All right.
So Ukko's his first name, Pekka Luukkonen is his last name, but there's a hyphen in there. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen.
You know what they say, if you want a good goalie, put a Pekka in it.
It's not Pekko, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Whether we bring a Pekka, Sabres fans would also
want
Mike Pekka as shut up. I don't know. I don't know what to think.
You would know better than us.
I don't know. I mean, the Sabres could
follow it on TV.
I don't know what's out there.
You miss TV hockey.
She covers RIT men's college hockey.
Yeah, but she knows the game.
Yeah?
I'm guessing.
What's the Sabres coach name who we just fired?
Meatballs.
What's his name?
Tony Meatballs.
How are
Tony?
You so... No, he's got a brother named Tony.
Tony Guccione. I don't know.
Bro, I just said the name out loud.
I know.
We've been talking about him getting fired.
You have reached ultimate grandpa status. Seriously. You're just making up names now.
I can't handle it. Hockey is hard for me.
I just said his name. It's not about hockey. It's his name. It's a very standout name. Tony Tuccheroni.
That's my dad's best friend.
Your dad's best friend was a coach
of
the Sabres?
That's where I got that name, Tony Tuccheroni.
He's still coaching the Sabres until today?
It's Danny DiNicola.
Shut up.
Another one of my friends.
Again, Don Granato, Donnie Meatballs.
Donnie Granato.
Has been fired by the Buffalo Sabres. 274 games. He went 122, 125, and 27.
So it doesn't sound like he had a pretty good run.
He was right there.
He just couldn't get it over the hump.
Yeah, he was right there. Yeah. Which is why, again, I'm surprised that they wouldn't have given him one more run. Unless
see how it goes.
The only thing I'm
they
hoping.
Trust him with the offseason.
All right, here's what I'm hoping. Because if they would have brought him back for another season, I would have been totally fine with that. You know, the Sabres expert than I am. Mm-hmm. You only make this move if you think you have something bigger waiting in the wings.
Right.
That's my hope.
There's a whale out there.
I hope so. But again, like, who knows? You'd have to spend money to do that. Who knows if Terry Pegula is willing to spend money on the Sabres team right now? We'll see. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.